We cannot wait till November and the supercars will hit for the Newcastle 500. One of the side things that's happening at the moment is the hunt for the trophy. What is it going to look like? What should it be made of? And to talk to us about that this morning, the General Manager of Supercars Corporate Affairs, Cole Hitchcock. Good morning, Cole. How is the hunt for the new trophy going at the moment? Are you getting some really good entries?
Yeah, we've had some interest. I mean, the Herald are running the promotion, so I'm not privy to how many they've had or what style of entries they've had, but you know, it's certainly something we wanted to do from the very start. We have surfboards on the Gold Coast. Now we've obviously got the Peter Brock trophy at Bathurst, and there's various other, you know, unique trophies around the place. The Clipsal 500 trophy in Adelaide is one that's very sought after. So as the grand finale to our championship this year, we wanted to make sure we had something that was really uniquely Newcastle and something that really summed up the region, not just Newcastle itself, but of course the Hunter and the rich traditions and history that has over many, many years.
Cole, these events and these sort of ideas are great for getting the community on board with events such as the supercars. As you sort of trek around the country to these sort of events, how important have you found community engagement for the success of your events?
Well, interestingly, you asked that question. Well, I've just arrived here in Townsville for the Townsville 400 this weekend, and you know, we're really embraced by the city up here. It's amazing. They really have taken this event over the last 9 years and made it their own. Really, really proud of it. You know, it brings a lot to the economy, which, you know, it does year on year. And, you know, maybe not so much as Newcastle, but particularly in a struggling economy like this one is at the moment, it's vital, you know, that they have this major event year on year. It's a good annual kick for businesses and the like, you know, who are struggling in a bit of a downturn in this part of the world. And that really keeps us happy, you know, coming back to places like this. And it's the reason why Destination New South Wales and the New South Wales government you know, brought the event to Newcastle. It's to give the regions a boost, give their economy a boost, and you know, give their community pride a bit of a boost as well. I think once we get to November and people see the event and how it rolls out and just how big it is, I think everyone will understand it.
Look, I understand there has been a bit of trepidation being it's the first one. Nobody knows really what to expect. A lot of work going on at the moment getting the track ready and for all of the events that will be happening around the supercars in November. I guess considering this is something that's done quite a lot across the country, we're pretty much on track at this stage?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I think, you know, there's been various polls that have showed the level of community support in Newcastle and the greater region is around 85%. I challenge anyone to get a poll with a stronger result than that on any topic. So, you know, we know that the community is absolutely behind it. There will always be people who aren't or don't want to be, and that's fine. You know, we're very much happy to listen to them and listen to their views and help where we can. But overwhelming support, absolutely. Yeah, there are works ongoing, but it must be remembered the majority of those are council works that have been included in this schedule, so that the total time commitment to those well overdue in some cases or planned works can all be done in a very short time frame. They have to be done at some time. So, you know, it made a lot of sense to do it all now. Get it out of the way. It had to be done. So these things were going to happen at some point. So, you know, it's good that we can do it all at the same time. We only need to do this preliminary stuff once. In future years, the track build will be, you know, way sort of less of a disposition to the community, and it'll be way shorter, and you know, you won't notice the major works that are going on at the moment in future years.
Cole, anything that gets council to get their finger out and do some roadworks can only be a good thing, I would imagine, but we're getting a whole lot of it all at once. For those who have got some thoughts on getting involved with submitting an entry for the trophy, what's the best way to submit your trophy design?
I'd go to the Herald online or buy the paper. The entries are being taken as we speak all through the month of July, and then our judges, of which we have a pretty special panel at the Mayor, James Warburton, our CEO, Jamie Wincup, Paul Harrigan, the Chief, of course, and a couple of others on the panel. So, you know, we're going to hopefully come up with something really unique that the Newcastle community will keep. It's not going to be a trophy that the teams take home. It will stay in Newcastle as a perpetual trophy, so that's really special in itself.
Cole, it sounds like everything's going according to plan. Good luck with some of those trophy designs. Hopefully we get something that's not only a little bit comical, but uniquely Newcastle as well. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
That's the plan. Thank you.
He is the Corporate Affairs Manager of Supercars, Cole Hitchcock, talking with us this morning about the trophy design for the Newcastle 500 here at 2NURFM 103.7.